He's trying to delegitimize the press. The press has risen up over the past couple weeks. And as I always say, don't fight the press. The press always wins. Ask Richard Nixon. The press always wins. There is no doubt the Wall Street Journal has gone from being the most hostile conservative voice towards Donald Trump during the campaign to certainly now seeming to bend over backwards to actually parrot much of what the administration puts out. But David, were you concerned yesterday? The lead editorial for the Wall Street Journal did not even mention any concerns about improper contacts that Michael Flynn had with Russia. But instead, their editorial focused solely on leaks. It was as if Donald Trump had written the editorial himself.
Joe, it was an editorial. It's not the editorial position that I would have written. I don't agree with it. I think to argue that this is about leaks as opposed to the behavior of our public officials is wrong, but it's an editorial.
But David Ignatius, look at the headline today. Again, this is sort of what we do. We look at media and we pound the New York Times all the time. Instead of talking about Flynn, yesterday their lead editorial, Wall Street Journal, the editorial page that I've read my entire life, yesterday they say nothing to see here with Flynn. Forget the improper ties. Forget the lying, forget everything else. We ought to look at the leaks.